Today's news is all about the turkeys and the ones that grew them. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Indiana's poultry producers were honored yesterday for their generosity to Hoosiers in need. CJ Miller has more from the State House in downtown Indy.
This year we are celebrating donations of upwards of 250,000 pounds of duck, turkey, and broiler chicken, 1 million dozen chicken eggs, and 50,000 dozen duck eggs.
And that's Becky Yoniskon, president of the Indiana State Poultry Association. She and other representatives of Indiana's turkey, duck, chicken, and egg industries were recognized during the 77th annual Governor's Poultry Presentation at the State House. Governor Eric Holcomb thanked the leaders of the state's poultry industry for their long practice of working to address food insecurity in communities across the state.
This is a rich tradition of passing on their bounty and blessings to those who are maybe a little less fortunate. Second helpings prominently displayed here, and will be in receipt of a lot of nourishment, good protein, eggs, turkey, chickens, ducks, so that they can have a good Thanksgiving just like so many other Hoosiers around them.
In addition, Yoniskon says that Indiana poultry producers have donated more than $120,000 this year to charitable organizations in their communities.
Our producers are also very engaged in other ways, whether that's FFA or 4-H.
The strength of Indiana's poultry industry was also recognized, with Indiana being one of the top poultry producing states in the country.
We are the number one producer of duck in the United States. We produce 60% of the nation's duck in Indiana.
Indiana is also number 3 in the U.S. for egg production, number 4 for turkey production. Certainly makes sense with Thanksgiving coming this week. Read more and see photos from the governor's annual poultry presentation at the State House. It's at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
So you bought that frozen turkey for Thanksgiving on Thursday. Now you need to thaw it out. If it's a big one, you might need to get started today.
It'll take about 24 hours for every 5 pounds of turkey.
That's Meredith Carruthers with USDA's Meat and Poultry Hotline. She says thawing your bird in the refrigerator is the best way to do it. Many try to thaw it out at room temperature, and that's the absolute worst way to do it.
Thawing at room temperature is definitely a big no-no. And the longer that a product, especially raw turkey, is out at room temperature, the more opportunity bacteria have to grow. And those then could create heat-resistant toxins that won't be killed by the cooking process. And then if you eat those, it could essentially make you sick. So big no-no is thawing at room temperature.
Another big no-no that could make people sick?
Not sanitizing and cleaning your surfaces after that raw turkey might have been there.
You know that food thermometer you got Dad for Father's Day because he doesn't know what medium rare is? Carruthers says don't rely just on the pop-up timer on your turkey. Use that food thermometer too.
And we really recommend to check the temperature in the thickest part of the breast, the innermost part of the wing, and the innermost part of the thigh.
And if you want to enjoy your leftovers throughout the weekend, make sure you get them put away in a timely manner so they don't get bacteria-filled.
2 hours is that maximum time frame that they should be allowed to stay out.
Those are just some of the holiday meal no-nos that cause thousands of illnesses every year that could have been prevented. If you have questions about preparing your Thanksgiving meal, the USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline will be open Thanksgiving Day from 8 to 2 Eastern Time at 888-674-6854 or visit ask.usda.gov. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. Have a happy Thanksgiving from Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.